The healthcare industry is shifting, and it's time to do something different. North Mississippi Health Services is redesigning healthcare, and we want you to be part of it too. Well, welcome. Glad you could join our next podcast on a great redesign, and we'll talk about our epic enterprise go live that we're experiencing in our healthcare system as we speak today, and how it relates back to a great redesign strategy, and specifically the tools it offers us to support our redesign efforts. I'm pleased to be joined today by Dr. Chris Davis, our Chief Information Officer for the healthcare system. And Dr. Davis, I just wanted to highlight your background and how it's so important to our information technology services and systems, and specifically around our EPIC project. Dr. Davis and I have had the pleasure of working together for a number of years, and Dr. Davis is also an emergency physician by training, who just so happened to move into the information technology and systems areas several years ago, and I've had the pleasure of working on a couple of EPIC go lives with Dr. Davis in our past, and so Dr. Davis, welcome. Glad to have you as
Thank
part
you.
Of our system. And thanks for your leadership on this project. Before we dive into talking about the EPIC project and why it's so important to a great redesign strategy in our system, I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank you and the IT team that has put in countless of hours in preparation for our EPIC go live. And I think you told me it was 211,000 plus hours of preparation by the team. So thank you to the information technology team. There are a lot of people who put a lot of effort into it. Then I also want to recognize and share my appreciation to all of our teammates across the system who have put in over 6,000 hours supporting the IT team in preparing for EPIC go live. So thank you all for your engagement and the time you spent on this. So thank you, Dr. Davis. So tell me a little bit about this project. We're going live on April 6th with, we have some experience with EPIC, but yet this is a much bigger project for
us. Much bigger. So we have been live in our ambulatory space on EPIC for a number of years now. But in our acute care areas, we have many, many other electronic systems in place. So if you think about the hospital is on one system, one of our ERs is on a different electronic system, our OR is on a different system, home health is on a different system, rehab is on a different system. So a lot of disparities amongst the information system and silos of data. So this is an opportunity for us to all be on the same system throughout the whole organization. So the patient's care will be documented and retrieved from a single source of truth, no matter where the patient is across that continuum of care.
So what is EPIC?
So EPIC is an electronic medical record. So it's the record that we use to take care of our patients. But really, if you think about it, it's more than just a place that we document what we did with the patient. It is that. It's our clinic notes, our histories, and our discharge summaries for encounters, operative notes. But it's so much more than that. It's the system that we also order your lab work in, get your lab results back to. Your radiology, whether you get a CAT scan or an MRI, that is ordered and resulted within the electronic medical record within EPIC. It's a system that we send your bill out to the payers for insurance claims, as well as back to the patient of what they may owe after insurance is paid. So it's where you schedule appointments. It's a very comprehensive patient care tool, and I often refer to it as our clinical engine for a health system.
Mm-hmm. So when we say EPIC Enterprise, that's been the terminology we've used inside the healthcare system, and particularly in IT, preparing for it. So when we say enterprise, so that means we're going live in our hospitals and our hospital outpatient departments on EPIC, which we've had experience in and have used in our ambulatory or outpatient setting since 2019. So those are becoming one system. And I think as a result of our project, our EPIC project, once we're live across the entire system with EPIC, we'll be able to eliminate, I think, over 70 different applications and systems as a result of it.
So as part of this project, that's correct. We are eliminating 70 different software applications, as well as third-party vendors that we rely on, and custom integration that we've developed over the years.
So to me, that sounds like things will be easier or simpler.
Much simpler.
Because you've got one source of the data, as opposed to some of our teammates for the past several years have had to, what we call, toggle between several different systems.
Yes.
To support a patient or to support a staff member.
Yes, and in many instances, they've had to document the same information in multiple different systems. So
Absolutely.
A lot of double documentation and excess work, unnecessary work.
Great. So let's talk about Epic and the robust functionality of Epic and bring it back to our great redesign strategy and how it supports that. As I see it, Epic kind of runs across all components of a great redesign strategy. So can you help us understand how Epic supports a great redesign?
It really does. If we think about access, the A for access, it does involve not only easier access to get to see a provider, as we've experienced in our ambulatory clinics, but it's also access to information. So I mentioned all the different places that our data lives today. So it'll be one place to get all the information about the patient from a single source. By being on the same system, they'll also experience the same type of access from a patient perspective in requesting appointments, being able to see those upcoming appointments in those outpatient areas as well, all the information about their care in the hospital as well as in the clinics will be in one place, so access to their own information in a single source. Today we have three different patient portals. And tomorrow there'll be one patient portal and all the information will be in one place for the patient.
That's great. And we've talked about in our previous podcast on access, we talked about how we support patients, moving a patient from one provider to the next, one location to the next. And because Epic Enterprise gives us one single system, one single record, that facilitates easier access of that patient and our staff who's supporting the move and transition of that patient from one setting to the next.
Absolutely, much more seamless transition between different venues of care.
Right. And then we think about the redesign efforts that our teammates are supporting across the entire organization. You know, we refer to it as SaaS, which is a big part of our redesign effort where we empower teammates to deal or to come up with solutions that address some of the hassle factors they have in everyday work. With the idea is let's make their work easier, simpler, because, I mean, working in healthcare is hard, right?
Right.
And so we're trying to make it simpler, easier, give them better job fulfillment, and make them more productive at the same time as we think about licensed professionals, putting them in a better position to practice at the top of their license. So that's just some thoughts. So when you think about that, what help us relate that to everyday life of one of our employees?
Absolutely. So you mentioned, you know, healthcare is hard as it is, and with our current systems in place, with all the disparate systems that we're trying to make communicate with, it's even harder than it has to be. So this is definitely going to streamline and simplify that. We've been joking that this is the big daddy of all SaaS projects for North Mississippi. Because it really is going to streamline a lot of our workflows, eliminate a lot of duplicate work, duplicate documentation, and enhance that communication amongst the care team. A lot of automation will be coming as well. If we think about things like automated charges based on documentation that the nurse does, instead of having to document that I did something and then go in and also document a charge for that thing that I just did. So it'll definitely help some of our business practices as well, streamline those and automate them from a revenue cycle perspective.
Yeah, well, I know some of our teams through the SaaS redesign work have worked on a number of initiatives like virtual nursing,
yes.
Like improving documentation for nursing within our existing system. So Epic doesn't necessarily replace all of that, it just enhances, is that right?
That's correct. So the lessons that we've learned in those SaaS projects in the past, specifically around streamlining our nursing documentation, where we've been able to reduce the amount of time that they spend at the computer to give them more time back at the bedside. So those lessons learned from that project have been incorporated into the Epic project as well. So those things that we've learned over time, we have built that into the new system as well.
Yeah, and I know a big focus is on our clinical areas, and since it is a health record, but it also has a lot of business functionality included in it, But if we think about areas outside of nursing, such as environmental services, you know, it has tools to help support their work as well. So give me an example of that.
Absolutely. So Epic has a mobile application that they call Rover that a variety of our clinicians and teammates will use. And EVS is one of those groups. So EVS will have a Rover on a mobile device, an iPhone or an iPad. And it gives them not only their work list of what room needs to be cleaned, but it also allows them to document on the mobile device that that room is clean and ready for the next patient. And as they're documenting that, that gets communicated throughout the rest of the team. So our patient logistics center that's responsible for finding beds for patients and getting them to the right unit for care, as well as those charge nurses and the nursing staff that are going to be receiving the patient, know that that bed is ready for the next patient to come in. So it really helps facilitate the flow and the movement of our patients throughout our system and their care.
So that brings to mind E, evolving how work is done within our healthcare system. That's a great example of how the Epic project also supports evolving how work is done within our healthcare system. That's awesome. As we think about growth of our system, so the G in a great redesign, growth, I mean, how does Epic play into supporting growth?
Yeah, so one of the areas that we're really excited about expanding in terms of growth is allowing the patients to do what we call open scheduling. So today, if you're a current patient of ours, you can go through the patient portal and request an appointment if you use the patient portal, which is My Connection. In the future, as we're expanding that, we'll have the capability, if you're not one of our patients and you're not a user of our My Connection patient portal, you can just simply go to our website and request an appointment. So that will definitely help not only access for the patients, but will also help those clinics to grow.
Awesome. And then we think about alternative revenue sources, the A in a great redesign, or one of the A's in a great redesign. So we think about alternative revenue sources, that's where we have business opportunities to grow our revenue in places that are outside the direct patient care areas. And one thing Epic allows us to do, since we'll be on an enterprise Epic system, it allows us to share that system or sell that system to other providers who want access to the same record. I mean, tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, that's correct. So that program is called Community Connect, and it's just as the name implies, it really helps us to connect the other providers in our community into that same system that the hospital as well as other clinics in our area. So we have implemented Community Connect in a number of our affiliate clinics already. It'll be much more meaningful now that the hospital and other acute areas are on Epic as an organization for those other affiliates who may be on a different electronic medical record. So we've already had a couple of clinics reach out to us that are seeing that benefit of being on the same system as the rest of the healthcare community.
So that Community Connect that allows us to expand the reach of our Epic Enterprise system to other providers outside of our North Mississippi Health Services system, that accomplishes a couple of goals for us. One, that helps us get more patients on the same health record, which facilitates better care of that patient. It, of course, makes it easier for our staff to manage that patient as that patient needs to transition from that facility or that provider that's outside of our system into our healthcare system. And then third, it presents a business or a revenue opportunity for us as we're able to resell that system to providers who want to join in with that effort.
Right, and more importantly for me, it's better for the patient because it really helps us foster that team approach to caring for patients in our community.
Yeah, and as we mentioned earlier with your environmental services example of an use of Rover, which is one of the tools within Epic, I mean, Epic has a host of tools within Epic that support teamwork across the organization, whether that's the clinician, whether it's those of us who provide support to our clinicians. It's pretty amazing the functionality with it. But as we've gone through the preparation and training for Epic, our staff, our teammates across the system have raised a number of ideas of how we can utilize Epic. And so tell me about that process. Give us an example of some of those ideas. And to me, that kind of tells us a little bit about what we're doing currently with Epic versus what we have the potential to do with Epic in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So that definitely falls under the Evolve category of our great redesign. And Our go-live is really just the beginning because the fun really starts after that because we will see a lot of organic ideas that come from our end users. So my experience in the past implementing Epic and other organizations, the staff, our teammates will come to us and say, wouldn't it be great if Epic could do blank, fill in the blank? And we take that idea and we run with it and we work on trying to make Epic do that thing. So it will definitely get a lot of organic growth that way. We already, to your point, have a list of about 180 optimization requests that are on our list for after go live, things that were not functionality that we had today, that were bigger projects in and of themselves in some cases. So definitely after we are live and stabilized, we'll get to working on that list of 180 things and more that come in. Some examples of that, they're big projects from IV pump integration with electronic medical records so that those orders that get verified by the pharmacy for medication can automatically program the IV pump, which is great for not only streamlining the nurse's work, but also for patient safety as well to make sure that there aren't any errors in manually entering the information in the IV pump, as well as then documenting back into the record how much volume of the medication has been delivered. Other examples are, we mentioned Rover. Nursing also has a use for Rover. We're piloting that on the nursing units on a much smaller scale, but we expect to expand that Rover capability so that nurses have that same mobility option to do barcode medication administration at the bedside as well as document as well at the bedside for the patients.
Yeah, and we're making a huge investment in Epic, yes. Right? I think the yes. project cost is about $58 million.
Yes.
But as we looked at the cost of Epic and the ownership and use of Epic over a long period of time, the 10 years, we realized that Epic will be less expensive than the current IT systems and environment that we've worked in the past. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So if you think about all the other systems that we've talked about, as those systems are eliminated, so are those operational costs. So it'll be several million dollars a year of set cost savings just from an operational perspective and having one system versus multiple.
So it's not only good for patient care, it's also good for business as well, it seems like, yeah. So Dr. Davis, when I think about how we make decisions throughout our healthcare system, we refer back to our mission as we make those decisions. And clearly Epic was a big decision for us to make, not only because of the investment in money, but because, as we've talked about this morning, it affects everything we do across the organization. And so when we think about how do we continuously improve the health of the people within our region, you know, tell me a little bit more about how Epic supports our mission.
Yeah, so being on the same electronic record across the continuum of care really will help give that patient a consistent experience no matter where they're getting care, whether it's in the hospital, home health, in the clinics. So it gives them a consistent experience, as well as our end users, our physicians, our other clinicians and providers. It gives them that same consistent experience no matter where they are caring for the patient at any given point in time or where the patient was last seen. So it really helps to solidify a one patient, one record approach, which to me is what connected feels like.
That's great. So you and I both have been through a couple of different Epic conversions in our past. And so we have some experience with this. And you know, we don't expect that things will be perfect, right? As soon as we flip the switch and go live, you know, tell us a little bit about what we should expect, you know, at go live, a little bit after go live, and then, you know, as we move into the optimization time frame.
Yeah, so you're right. It's not going to be perfect on day one. Probably user access issues are the most common thing that we see at go live. So we've done our best to try to anticipate those with getting our staff ready with training and login labs to make sure that they've had a chance to log in to see what their access looks like. But we'll invariably encounter a few of those along the way. But really that stabilization, getting accustomed to the system, again, is the first step in our journey long-term with Epic and looking forward to where we go from here in the future.
And then talk about the support that we've engaged, not only for Go Live, but also post Go Live.
Yes, absolutely. So during our Go Live, we've got 200 consultants that are coming in to provide at the elbow support. So those are experts in the use of Epic that will be working alongside our clinicians, physicians, and nurses, helping them along the way during our Go Live timeframe. We'll have over 150 staff from Epic, the company Epic, helping us troubleshoot any issues in our command center. And then during Go Live, as well as long term, we have over 700 super users that are North Mississippi employees that have done some extra training to be super users. That will not only help us get through Go Live, but we will definitely be leaning on that team to help us as we make enhancements and optimization to help get that word out to those end users so that they know that something new and more efficient and better is in the system that they could be taking advantage of.
Yeah, and I know that we have, I think, over 70% of our providers in the system, physicians, advanced practice professionals, have experience with Epic in the outpatient arena, so they've got a head start, right? And they've actually been anxious and encouraging us to move in the direction to Epic Enterprise across it. And I've even had new employees during new employee orientation ask me the question, when are you guys moving to Epic across the entire system? Because they came from a hospital or health system that used Epic.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that as we've engaged with our end user population, not only the clinicians that are using it today at North Mississippi in the ambulatory space, but to your point, a number of physicians, nurses, other teammates who have used Epic at other organizations, physicians that trained, did their medical training on Epic. So very excited, a lot of excitement from that population because they know that it's going to be so much better.
Right. And so we'll soon be live as of April 6th, and then we'll be on the journey towards optimization of Epic. And we see it as a journey.
It is definitely a journey. We'll never stop.
That's right. We expect to use Epic differently in a year than we used it at Go Live, and likely year two, use it differently. And using it differently just means that we're maximizing the many tools that Epic it makes available to us as providers.
Yeah, I think the important advantage for us with Epic is that Epic, as a vendor partner of ours, continually improves their product. So we will have quarterly updates available to us that's new functionality. Their research and development team actually comes on site to their customers and works alongside clinicians to see what they do every day and to see what their challenges are. And they take that experience back home with them to help make the software better. So it's definitely an advantage for us as an Epic customer to so that we have those tools available to us to expand and grow. As the technology changes, as healthcare changes, our Epic will help us keep up with that.
Great. Well, Dr. Davis, thank you for joining us for today's podcast. And again, thank you to you and your team that have put over 211,000 hours into preparation for Epic. And also another thank you to our teammates who have put countless hours and effort into preparation for Epic. We look forward to Epic as a key tool in helping us achieve our great strategy across our healthcare system, and we'll look forward to future updates. We'd love to also hear from you as a result of our podcast today. So there will be show notes attached to the podcast. Please use that to provide feedback on the format that we're using, as well as the content that we're providing. So if there are some questions that you'd like for us to address through a podcast, please share those as well in the show notes. Thank you for joining us.